Track 7. Talk of the County by Rowan Mantell, who realises saving the world is down to hypocrites like her.
Could this month be our best chance, maybe our last chance, to do something about climate change? The easy way out seems to be to assume that whatever we as individuals do is already too little too late. Switching off a light in King's Lynn won't stop a coal-fired power station opening in China. Buying unwrapped veg at Norwich Market won't stop a desert or ocean swallowing fertile land. That's the fatalistic view. Then there's the optimistic view, aka another way we can rationalise doing nothing. In this one, the scientists and engineers will come up with something to save us. Just as they conjured a coronavirus vaccine for us, they will invent a clever carbon capture contraption to mean we can carry on driving, deforesting, consuming and polluting as if there's no tomorrow. But there really might not be a tomorrow. Many of the brightest people in the world have been working for decades on ways to counter human-induced climate change. Unfortunately, some of the richest people in the world have been funding criminal campaigns of misinformation. Last month, I watched with horrified fascination the dramatised story of the emails stolen from the University of East Anglia and used to imply that the data underpinning our understanding of how the world was warming had been fabricated. It had not. The television drama focused on the terrible toll the fallout took on the scientist leading UEA's climate research. I was also struck by his explanation of how climate change will impact us all, making parts of the world which are home to many millions uninhabitable and sparking famine, war and mass death and migration. Here in Norfolk, we are in the line of fire, not quite as literally as the people already fleeing forest fires, but as the sea surges inland. The deliberate misinterpretation of these emails spread confusion and doubt where the utmost clarity was needed. It could have lost the world several years of the kind of concerted action that United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow this month, COP26, just might mandate. It's still true that swapping extra heating for an extra jumper won't help that individual tragic polar bear on its disintegrating ice floe. But tiny actions aggregated around the world could help save an entire species. Eventually, that species could be the human species. Our country led the Industrial Revolution, and we've reaped the benefits. Instead of complaining about developing countries seeing those benefits and wanting their share, it seems only fair that we lead this next environmental revolution and hope that other people and nations will see the benefits of this too. Unfortunately, it might be down to me, selfish, unscientific, hypocritical me. I smugly cycle to work, holiday in Britain, cooked vegetarian meals and turned down the radiator. But I also drive, fly, eat meat, and had children to continue my unfair consumption of resources into future generations. Or, for an ideal world, I should be ditching the gas boiler and car completely. Not the children, thankfully, as it's really too late to ditch them. In the actual world, I can either do nothing, because it won't be enough on its own, or because other people are doing nothing, or because I'm hoping super clever other people will save me, or I can do something, however small, and then something else, and then something else. What have we got to lose, apart from everything, if we don't even try?